was, I mean, depending on where you're at. Hey, this is Connected Dots Radio Show. And hey, whether we want to talk about it or not, it's September 11th, which means that's the anniversary of when the Trade Centers, the Twin Towers in New York City, were hit by planes and demolitionally brought down to the ground by explosions in the lower floors and possibly the higher floors. But the date forces me to talk. Hey, depends on where you are. You know, if you're on the East Coast, it's actually September 12th already at 1 a.m. If you're in California, it's 10 p.m. September 11th. Yeah, you're still there on that day. But what most people don't understand is about how many things were going on behind the scenes. You know, what the official story was when the whole thing happened was a bag of lies, just like the government is doing now with the COVID thing, a bag of lies. Anyhow, if you only could see the picture, you know, like, there's nothing but nothing happens by chance in this world, just in case you didn't know it, or virtually nothing happens by chance. And the fact that if you look, if you know what a pyramid looks like, and you know what the basic shape of, let's say, the Great Pyramid is, and an approximation of that angle, if you were to take a clear glass pyramid or a clear quartz crystal pyramid and put it in the sunlight, and you walk to the corner angle of a pyramid, you would, of that pyramid that you can look down into, what can we say, a holographic projection of one of the twin towers sits inside the center of that see-through pyramid when you're looking from the corner angle where the one slope side meets the other slope side. Yeah, but you don't have to picture it. Actually, I have a picture of it, and I had two glass pyramids, or crystal clear, glass clear almost, crystal pyramids sitting on the window shelf. And as I walked by, it caught my eye looking down at the into the corner angle where the one, you know, a pyramid have it basically four sides, and the sides come up to the apex point. Well, where the one side meets the next side at a 90-degree angle, and you look in there, you're going to see, and you have two identical pyramids sitting next to each other, you're going to see the Twin Towers. That's right, a light manifestation of the Twin Towers. It looks exactly like them, okay? But this is a light manifestation of an object in the center of the pyramid that looks exactly like one of the Twin Towers. You put two of them next to each other, and you got the two Twin Towers standing just like they were downtown Manhattan. Now, this is important information, because when you have a pyramid that automatically attracts energy, or you can project energy into it, and you have a shape, the exact shape of one of the Twin Towers that forms in a light manifestation within that pyramid, that's telling you that an unlimited amount of energy can be funneled into that pyramid, and it'll automatically be focused on an identical image to one of the Twin Towers. That is awesome. But at the same time, that opens the opportunity for immense, unbelievable amounts of energy to go into that clear pyramid and focus around, or the pyramid itself will focus around a shape exactly like one of the Twin Towers, which, if powerful enough, can break the cohesion of the molecules and basically turn it into mush. And there is your explanation of how the buildings were nearly pulverized as they fell straight down. Of course, the demolition was there to make sure they came down straight and didn't veer off to the sides or anything like that. So, I guarantee anybody, and prove me wrong, that they knew this, that they could focus the exact amount of energy to pulverize both of the buildings by simply putting an invisible pyramid around each one of the towers. And it's known science. It's called multidimensional physics. It's a known science that a pyramid is an attractor of energies and a broadcaster of energies. And the process goes into work automatically by the way the universe is set up. Pyramids were designed to be attraction modules and broadcasting modules. And to form an active pyramid, you don't need a solid pyramid. You know, if you know anything about, let's just say, mechanical drawing, in order to create a functional pyramid, all you have to do is focus energy beams onto the five points that would define a pyramid. You know, a pyramid has, your basic pyramid has a square base to it, your basic four-sided pyramid. So that's basically a square, and there's four points or vertices or vertexes that define the square bottom base of a pyramid. And then the fifth point of reference is the apex, which would be the center point in the square, raised up to approximately the same height as one of the sides are at the bottom. One of the sides of the square at the bottom, if you go up, extend the center point of that square up equal distance to one of the side, bottom of the side faces, yeah, each triangle corner that reaches up to the apex is called a face on a pyramid. So basically, all you have to do is focus energy points on the four points, focus energy to the four points defining a square, which would be define the base of a pyramid, and the fifth point being the apex in the center, raised to a certain height. And you have an active pyramid just by focusing energy to those five points. You know, the energy flow will start happening. This is high-tech, multidimensional science. So, how are you going to project those beams of energy? Well, you can go to some of the footage that shows you about this. We're talking about footage of the trade towers right after they had collapsed and all that smoke is pulverizing. I mean, it's, you know, exploding or going up into the air. And it's a view from the New Jersey side of the event. You'll see three buildings standing perfectly amongst that cloud of smoke after the both towers have collapsed. And these three buildings standing all have geometric shapes on top of them. One has a dome, or we could say a half a sphere on the top. The other has a pyramid on top, and the third one has a step pyramid. And we got three buildings. They're all made from the same building blocks, or we could call them giant Lego blocks. So they stand out, and you can recognize them as they're all obviously made by the same construction company using the same materials. You know, we're talking about skyscrapers 50 stories, 60 stories high. And they're sitting out there, the three of them, right next to each other. And those three buildings, because they have special geometric shapes on top, could have been used to not only project beams of invisible energy to define the five points of a pyramid, invisible pyramid, that will function like a real pyramid around one of the towers and another one around one of the other towers, and begin to pulverize the materials on Pew. And I guarantee that those three buildings were used in bringing down the towers, along with the other stuff, you know. The three buildings could have been used to do the holographic projections for the planes that hit the building and didn't, you know, really go into the building. That footage is floating around out there. And the explosions, you know, could have been put out there into the building beforehand to make it like it was a real plane. Doesn't matter if it was a real plane or not. Simple, an aluminum plane cannot take down a steel metal building. You had to use all these other things. So you had the explosives at the bottom floors to help bring the building down straight. But the energy to pulverize the materials in the building right at the time of they wanted to bring them down, all this stuff was being coordinated. And the fact that there was two identical buildings right next to each other that resemble what automatically appears in a pyramid shape says that they knew this back in the late 50s or early 60s when the final blueprints were formulated to build the Twin Towers, with the idea that these type of buildings could easily be brought down in a false flag event, because all you would have to do is use the triangulation of energy points from three nearby buildings that had the geometric structures on the top to project such energies. And you could pulverize these buildings when it was time for them to fall. And the time for them to fall was when they set up the explosives at the bottom floors. And then they switched on the energy beams coming out of these other three buildings to begin the pulverization of the material so that would help with the free fall. And basically, those are important points that are never brought up, that multidimensional, sophisticated, futuristic physics was used into bringing these buildings down. And nobody ever brought that up because most people don't understand multidimensional physics. But you can rest assured that the secret military groups of the New World Order, they have all the knowledge to use science in such a devious and destructive way. And if you really need to see what these pyramids look like, hey, it's in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. You know, you ought to pick up a copy and get yourself a real education to understand that how all these things are connected. Multidimensional physics are real, and they can be used in a good or a bad way. And on 9/11, they were used in a bad way. And the public was kept in the dark. Nobody uttered a word about any of this. Here it is 20 years later, you know. When it happened, I didn't even know this knowledge myself. I was beginning to learn about it, but I didn't have a radio show back then, nor did I have it extensive knowledge of this. I was just beginning to learn about this knowledge, and I hadn't connected all the dots later. But those three buildings with the three unusual tops, geometric tops, why would a building have a half a sphere on top like a dome? And the building right next to it have a pyramid on top, and the building next to that have a step pyramid. And they're all made by the same company, and they're all right next to each other. Why would that be like that, you know? And but when we connect it with the 9/11 takedown of the Twin Towers, it all makes sense if you understand multidimensional physics. Powerful, much more powerful than regular physics, you know? And I tell people, buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory. You'll learn things you won't learn anywhere else. Plus, I have perhaps the only, the book has a, you know, perhaps the only picture in existence that shows you exactly what two glass-like, see-through, invisible-type pyramids will manifest by right in the center of them in a light, what could be considered a holographic projection, but it's also a real holographic projection that's based on energy flowing into the pyramid and shaking itself into a twin tower. This happens automatically. Hey, it's in a great picture of it is in the first page of chapter 13 in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. If you don't can't appreciate this picture, you don't appreciate squat, man. You're not a thinking person, because I figured out this riddle, you know, over time, and it's part of the equation, you know. You can't try to tell me or anybody else that the fact that twin tower pyramids appear in two crystal pyramids next to each other in the center of them, you can't tell me that that hasn't have anything to do with what really happened. It's too coincidental. Why were two buildings built identical that would have the exact representation of the light representation inside a pyramid? And that picture is on the first page of chapter 13 in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. But you can even you can get a fainter glimpse of it for free, because I know everybody's so cheap. You know, you can't spend $5 to buy my book and support me for all the time and effort I put in to put it together now, or $7 to put it on your notebook pad, you know. But for free, oh, yeah, you can go for free on Google. Just Google, you know, Connect the Dots Theory and look for the cover page. They have it up there for free. And you'll see the two pyramids, that light manifestation of the Twin Towers at the bottom, you know, of the book cover for Connect the Dots Theory. But the explanation in print, along with two better, more clearer pictures of those Twin Towers in, inside the glass, quartz crystal glass pyramids, is on the first page of chapter 13. That's where you get the best picture. But if you have to go be, you know, a cheapskate and don't want to pay a dime to see it, hey, you can see it for nothing. Yeah, sure. Just Google it, Connect the Dots Theory, and you can find the cover page and see it. But you might want to know a more detailed explanation, and it's on the first two pages of chapter 13. You know, chapter 13, Conspiracies Against the Common Man, where I list 39 conspiracies, you know, 9/11 being one of them. And we've got the ongoing ones in there too. You know, nobody ever talks things, conspiracies that nobody ever talks to about. Hey, this is a call-in radio show, and if you want to call in and give your 2 cents on this 9/11 info, or have something else to add, hey, the number is 888-627-6008. Yeah, I've talked to people, only one or two people I know that are capable of understanding this. You know, I've talked to and explained it to. And I found out that even though they might be capable of understanding it, they really don't have an extensive education on multidimensional physics. So there's very few people I've ever been able to explain it to, but I put it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. There's many other things in that book that explain how multidimensional physics works. And certainly you'd like to hear about the other 38 conspiracies, ongoing ones, some of them, like where's all the blood go? Does anybody have extensive figures on that? And when you hear about the satanic organizations that drink blood, yeah, you wonder if they buy it up. And then you wonder if the other companies use it for animal feed or whatever. Or people, you know, whatever. Does anybody really know where the blood goes? Anytime I ever ask people that had, you know, ask like doctors, like when you take blood samples, and after the blood is tested, what happens to it? Does anybody really know? Do you think they really throw it away after they test on it? I doubt it. Blood's a very important substance. And I'm sure somebody's making money off it some way, somehow, rather than it, just tossing it into the garbage. I don't believe they do that. But nobody has ever investigated that. There is no reliable information on it. It's just a lot of, I don't know. Where does all the blood go? I don't know. What do they do with the samples after they test them? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Well, that's an ongoing conspiracy because that information should be known. And, of course, we have the other obvious, the more obvious conspiracies, ongoing ones, that we need to talk about publicly so we can bring it out into the air. We're talking like the chemtrails, you know. It's known what goes in, the, gets sprayed out into the air. Well, that's a conspiracy because it's all poisons. Why would we be spraying poisons into the air and not have any consideration for the public? Eventually, whatever we spray into the air is going to trickle down. And people are going to inhale it. Yeah, that's an ongoing, another ongoing conspiracy. And then there's the 5G. Yeah, that's, they're doing that on purpose to sicken people, weaken them. Don't tell me they're not. Can you prove to me they're not? And believe me, the, when we talk about the word proof, it's the obligation of the person who wants to say, well, you don't have any proof. It's their obligation to provide their proof that I don't have any proof, you know? Or, to, you know, there's an equal amount of responsibility and proof. You know, if I say something is something, you know, that counts for something. And you can't just negate it saying I don't have any proof because you don't have any proof. I don't have any proof. You know, it works both ways, you know. You have an obligation to prove something isn't so just as much as you have an obligation to prove something is so. And I changed the definition of the word proof and what it really means and to make it a more fair definition. Yeah, I did that. And I did it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. I also changed the interpretation of the word coincidence. You know, things that happen by chance are virtually non-existent. When you talk about coincidence, you talk about something that was pre-planned to coincide together at a certain point in time in the future. And the bringing down of the towers on 9/11 was a created coincidence. They knew when they drew up the plans for the buildings that these are the most perfect buildings to easily bring down by just creating an invisible pyramid around each one. You know, they knew that. That's why there was twin towers put up like that, you know, because that was the shape that the most energy could be focused on the most easiest way. And then as time went on, they built those other three buildings along the side, you know, a couple of blocks away, each one having a specific geometric shape that could be used to project energies. I've even met somebody that saw a lightning bolt zip into the building just before they came down. And you might see something like that sparking out of, there are no pictures of that, but I trust this person's ethics when he told me the story. And those same three buildings, like I said, could have been used to create the holographic projections of the planes flying into the building. You know, the fact that they found no big giant motors at the bottom on the ground or anything like that, which would have not went into the building. They would have fallen off and hitting the building and plopped straight down. And the fact that those giant motors were never found proves that there really were no real crashes. It was a simultaneously holographic projection timed with an explosion on the floors that it hit. And this whole thing was being monitored and orchestrated from probably within those three buildings, a couple of blocks away. And this is part of conspiracy. So I just had to say that because this is a part of the conspiracy to bring down the buildings in that false flag event. Yes, it's false flag event. And like I said, nobody can prove it wasn't. Most of the evidence points to a false flag event. And all we, the government ever did, instead of investigating it properly to the extent that I have and other people have, all they did was tell you lies, just like they're doing today with the COVID, you know? And it's not really the government, the world order that owns the government. Yes, your government is owned by the New World Order. Look at the puppet, look what they've done. They faked a U.S. presidential election, and they have their puppet placed in as president. That's right, puppet Biden. You know, I don't know whether he's a clone or not. I've heard that he is a clone, and the way he acts, that would make logical sense that Biden is a clone, because he can't remember normal things humans wouldn't have any problem doing. He's a defective clone model, and they decided to go just fix a defective clone model out there, and we'll guide him or walk him around. We'll teach him how to better read off the teleprompter. We'll teach him better how to talk, but he's a failure. Even as a clone, he's a failure. Unethically, no effing good. You know? And there's how much more proof do you need that your government is controlled by the New World Order? Yeah, who are the New World Order? We know who they are. You know, they're the bankers, the Illuminati, the bloodline, 13 bloodline ruling families in our world. Perhaps there's even more. That's it, the special elite group. Some of them have heritage to the Anunnaki. Yeah. The ones who really first began enslaving mankind 300,000 years ago. If you don't know about that, why don't you know about it? Well, it's your damn government that never wanted to tell you the real history of the world. And on top of that, most of us didn't really have an understanding of history of the world going back that far until Zachariah Sitchin came out with his book, The 12th Planet, and a few additional book follow-up books relating to the deciphering of the hieroglyphic style clay tablets found over in the that area of the world, which was known as Persian, which also kind of like the Sumerian culture was there, Iran, in Iran, Iraq area. And But once that information became out, you know, the proper thing was to do was to include it in history lessons. Of course, history lessons have been manipulated by the world rulers for a long time. They don't want any information about what was going on way in the past, because they want to keep people as ignorant as possible, because that's the easy way to control them. Though we're in the final battle, this is the final World War III. We're in the middle of it right now. It's an undeclared war, but it's happening. It's a war against humanity by the governments that are supposed to be serving humanity. And, of course, all the governments are under the control of the New World Order, which, like I said, includes the 13 bloodline families, the bankers and the banking system, and all the other filthy rich groups that rule our world, yet the elite. And they're making everyone's life miserable. You know, they turned Australia into a total lockdown, totalitarian Nazi regime. But finally, the good news, the people have rebelled to some extent in Australia, and they've defied the government lockdown, the evil government lockdown. They were all seen at the beach, on Bondi Beach in Australia. Go on the internet, it's there. You won't find it on the mainstream media news. But that said, they all said, F you, government, and they decided to go out and have a good day at the beach. And that's the kind of camaraderie we need in the rest of the world, including the United States here. We need to just tell the government, F you. Don't try to get me to put a mask on. Stop trying to con me into taking a poisonous vax that's going to ruin my health or kill me on the spot. You know? I mean, really, I know it's hard to face if you took the vaccine already and thinking, oh, my God, what's in me now with all this bad stuff happening? But where there's a will, there's a way to get around, to recover yourself from this. But you're not going to find it by the doctors or the people at the hospitals, because they are nothing but brainwashed puppets themselves, unfortunately. And the ones that are not are being coerced into taking the killer vax. That's what these potions are. They're killer vaccines, you know? Thankfully, this is internet radio, and they can't pull the plug on what I'm saying, or they would. You know, if I tried to say this on mainstream media, they'd break the signal, because, you know, and try to tell you it's technical difficulties. So that's how corrupt our world has become. Understand that government is your enemy. The only time that government will begin to serve the people is when the people take control of their government. You know? We've all been fed the lie about a republic. You know, it was a great idea when they thought it up in 1776. You know, the U.S. Constitution. And they come up with this idea of republic, that there'll be representatives that the people will elect. Yeah, it all sounds great, but it doesn't work out in real time, especially not today. So, you know, the forefathers of the United States of America, they had no idea that there would come a time in the future when there would be so much bribe money and so many unethical people that you could actually bribe the whole government to become subservient to the people handing out the money. And that's what we have now. You know, there's no evidence, basically, that there's anything beyond one honest person left in the U.S. Congress, and that would be Rand Paul, who's spoken out, and he got some quick tongue lashings back on him immediately when he started to speak out against what's been going down. But there's nobody else out there. 535 members in Congress and one man speaks that up is not going to win the battle. The other 534 people in the Congress, I guess they're all bribe takers. You know, forget about Democrats and Republicans. They're all being bribed. And that's why they're allowing this insanity of a puppet clone president. Guy's a moron beyond belief. idiot, stupid, pedophile, no effing good, unethical piece of crap is being allowed to be the president of the United States, you know? And I don't say that to be insulting. I say it because it's the truth. This guy doesn't have any ethics. He doesn't care about you or anybody else, you know? And he's brainless, an idiot, stupid, and he's willing to play the role of a stupid, idiot president for whatever has been offered him, you know? Oh, man. And where are all the heroes in this world, you know? This guy, this fake president should have been taken out by the military, whoever has authority to arrest the president, a long time ago. What is he waiting for? I mean, basically all the important key people, top of the chain of command, have been bribed to go along with this insanity that's going on today. And, it's, you know, there's that much bribe money out there, an unlimited amount of money, you know, American currency. Sure, it's the main use currency in the world, though others are trying to slip their currency in. But everything basically is still done with U.S. dollars. But at the same time, the bankers can print an unlimited amount of money, and the bankers are the part of the World Control Organization. So when they need money to bribe people, you know, the money doesn't have to be backed up by gold or silver anymore. It's called the fiat currency, you know? We need to go back to the gold standard or even a silver standard, you know? But we allowed this to slip away because the politicians were obviously bribed enough money to get us off a backed up currency system. And the way it is, and without the safeguards, the bankers can print up unlimited amount of money. So if $1 million isn't enough money to bribe a U.S. senator or House of Representatives, Pelosi-type, Schumer-type character, if $1 million isn't enough, they can offer them $10 million. And if that's not enough, they can offer somebody $100 million, and eventually the money gets so high that everybody has their price, as the saying goes. Very few ethical people when it comes to money. And if need be, they could offer somebody $1 billion to play along with their scam so they can take over the world and set up the one world government. You know? The plan they're using is not that difficult, you know? It's a plan of taking away your rights. They bribe everybody and every one of the important decision makers of every government in the world, and they can make laws without your approval. You know, that's the problem with the a republic-type government. You know, you vote for representatives, and they're supposed to represent you. But it was never really planned ahead for. What if none of the representatives are willing to do what you want them to do? Once you've elected them, they've got a 4-year, 6-year guarantee of having the authority to make decisions to whatever they like. Because once they're elected, you can't stop them from exercising the power that you elected them to have. Not that easy. So, of course, it's possible, but it's so difficult, most people don't want to bother to get involved, and I can see their point. Well, it's too difficult. We need laws that 1,000 people can get something like that. It should only take 1,000 people, or maybe we'll opt the number to 10,000. No more than that. I mean, if we can get 10,000 people together that wants somebody out of office, that ought to be enough to start the wheels going. And we can bring the case to court. And impeachment cases should be done in a very short amount of time. There should be no three-week, three-month, half-a-year wait. to bring it to trial. No, that's too long. We need some more immediate justice, like the end of the week, bring it to trial. And these people could be easily removed because they're all so horribly guilty. They violated their oath of office. They're definitely guilty, but we don't have a fast enough procedure to get rid of them. So they get to stab us in the back for another 3.5 years by the time we get annoyed with them in the beginning. And I mean, and this creep Biden, I mean, you know, he was like, from the get-go, he should have been taken out. You know? We have laws to do this, but the people that have to take the action that they have, it lies with people having authority already. And apparently these people who have the authority to remove a president of the United States, either they've been all sufficiently bribed to sit on their hands and do nothing, or they're chicken, either one. You know, but I can't believe that with all the people in the U.S. military and all the generals, are they all that sufficiently bribed? They're not willing to take a stand and remove an imposter president. You know, this guy is a loony bin. He belongs in a mental institution, and they put him up as the puppet. Puppet Biden, yeah. There was never a worse president in the history of the United States. Of course, if you compare him to the other world leader sellouts, saboteurs, he's not, you know, he isn't the worst. We have the guy in the United Kingdom, Boris Johnson. What a backstabbing, no good so-and-so he is. And then there's the doofus in France called Macron and Merkel in Germany. I mean, boy, did she ruin her country. And so did Macron, has ruined the French country. And then there's that moron Trudeau up in Canada. You know, these no good dictator thinking type puppets need to be removed by the end of the week. But why haven't they? Because the people that have, obviously, too many people in too many high important positions of authority have been bribed to do nothing. And not, you know, and allow this travesty of justice to continue. It's sad. It's sickening. But this is what we have to deal with now. And, go on the internet after this show and check out the people in Bondi Beach in Australia. Finally, people are just finally have had it with their stupid, stinking, Nazi-type totalitarian government and decided in a large group to go out there because you can't arrest us all. There's not enough police to arrest everybody. And that's what we have to do in every country in the world now. We have to have deliberate action to stop listening to these traitors, these saboteurs of our society. There's no truth to anything you hear about the vaccines on the TV. People need to wake up and face up to this. The real truth is out there on the internet. There's so much evidence that has been gathered up. It's staggering, you know? And stop trying to kiss the butt of your government. They're stabbing you in the back, you stupid jerks. They're stabbing you in the arm with the needles. That's stabbing somebody. Yep, they're not jabbing you. They're stabbing you. And just because it ain't in your back, it's in your arm. Well, it's not far from your back. It's still doing the same thing. And you're volunteering to allow puppets, idiots, that have no common sense, jab you and inject poison into you. They trick you into allowing others to kill you, you know, and to use a volunteer. In fact, they even make you stand in line or sit in line in your car, and then you come to your point, and they stick the needle in you and inject you with poison that's going to eventually kill you, you know? How stupid can you be? Don't you understand government and media have come together and they are liars, both of them. You know, birds of a feather flock together. This is an ongoing conspiracy to depopulate humanity. This is it. This is what you should be hearing. What I'm talking to you now is what you should be hearing on the news. And like I've said before, is there not one person with money that's ethical enough to start another broadcasting company where they can actually dedicate themselves to revealing the truth, to talk about the things that I talk about on my show and other people talk about? Isn't there one decent person with money willing to do that? Or are they all been bribed, you know, with more money to just keep their mouths shut and believe the false story? You know, most people have no, they don't have a clue about healthcare. No, they rather listen to liars on TV tell them about it. That's how this scam is working, you know? But the a true understanding of healthcare can be found. You have to go searching for the truth. You have to look at about the natural known remedies for anything, you know? And I've said it before, I'll say it again, you know? My presidential website, that's right, I ran for president in the last four elections. I ran for president of the United States. That's who I am, Tom Anderson. I ran as an independent write-in candidate, the hardest route to take, but it's the only route to take that they can't interfere with you, basically. You know, I didn't have to worry about becoming too popular or the people with the sunglasses coming to visit me and telling me I better shut up, because they know they would never believe that I had a chance. But I could have won each one of these elections if I had gotten a big support team. Of course, everybody has been so brainwashed in thinking you have to be a Republican or Democrat to win the presidency of the United States. Well, if you're a dumb idiot, I guess you, that's the way it is. You know, or if the other person you're running for doesn't understand how the game is stacked against him. You know, sure, that's a 1 million, a 1 in a million chance for me as a write-in candidate to become the president of the United States, but with enough people supporting me, I could do that. Because I have the game plan to beat the stealing of any election. It's not that hard. All it requires is ingenuity, but you need a big support team to monitor your votes. And you have to get rid of all the electronic voting, you know. With electronic voting, that's why the Democrats and Republicans don't get rid of it. Because it gives either side the opportunity to steal an election when you're talking about electronic voting. As far as safeguards in voting, you can even watch the fake news and you'll see the other countries have figured it out better than we have. It's not that difficult, but I even have a better way to figure it out. You know, there's a way to set up election voting where there's absolutely no way to cheat. That's right. All it takes is ingenuity, and I'm the guy with the ingenuity. That's it. When 2024 comes around, or if we have an election before that, we finally get rid of the Biden clown, you know, and there's an early election, I can win it easily if I have a big enough support group. And you would want me to be the president of the United States because all the problems are easily solved. If you have the person at the top position that has the knowledge, and I have the knowledge, and I have the ingenuity to solve any problem. If I was given the opportunity to step into the White House tomorrow, I would just take command of the situation, you know, because I would have the authority to, and I would give out the orders. This is what I want you to do. This is what I want you to do. And in the first day, I'd give out at least 1,000 orders. And by the end of the week, things would start getting fixed. It's that simple. When the leader has the knowledge of what the truth about everything is, you know? So, hey, pass the word around. I'll be running for president again in 2024. Meanwhile, we got a lot of years ahead of us. We have one of the biggest jerks who was ever president of the United States. You know, he's not even in his own mind, a right mind or whatever. He's a clone, a teleprompter reader, a brain-dead moron who's playing the role of president. And he's doing a bad job, too. He'll never get an Academy Award. In fact, he's not even qualified to play the role, even with the teleprompter screens. Yet they couldn't find anybody else to put up there. Anyhow, that's where it's at right now. But that's it. Get yourself a copy of Connect the Dots Theory and go to Chapter 13, the first two pages of Chapter 13 in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. You'll find out. It's explained as best as you can in plain, simple English. One of the factors involved in bringing down the Twin Towers. This should be public information. We should be turning on the TV and being lectured by people, real scientists who understand multidimensional physics, and have it explained to us what part of the mechanism was for bringing down the buildings. Sure, there must be somebody still alive that was part of the scheme. Yeah, I think Cheney, yeah, he probably knows the inside details. I mean, he's one of the bad boys still alive, I think. And then there's President Bush. He had to be part of the scam, too. So they had already bought out the presidency and the vice presidency in 2001, you know. Think about it. And they certainly have it under lockstep right now, the presidency now. And Obama, yeah, he was nothing but a puppet for the New World Order. And they got all these other European Union guys, everybody in Europe, most of the countries there, they got the leader in their pocket. And they are... you know, they're kind of like winning the battle for the control of the people in the sheeple. They're committing murder every day and getting away with it. And they're trying to convince you to go along with their plan still, you know? I mean, that's how corrupt the system is. But anyhow, meanwhile, the Galactic Federation is getting their ships ready to land, and when they finally land, will finally bring finality to this insanity that we're all suffering with now. And that's what we should be talking about, the future, the Galactic Federation. They want humanity to join them in peace and harmony. And when they land, they will enforce the galactic code, which will give us peace and harmony, plus all the gifts they'll be bringing us, the medbeds. Hey, I'm on Twitter. Go search my tweets. You know, I retweet this stuff whenever I come across it because they're slowly but surely introducing this to us, the beautiful things that are going to be part of the new reality once the Galactic Federation lands their ships in broad daylight and communicates with us face-to-face. Yeah, the 52 star nations from other parts of our universe, and they're all here in our solar system waiting to land on our planet. Meanwhile, there's wars being fought behind the scene between the Galactic Federation and the reptilians that still have a stronghold over our society, because the reptilians are the ones who own the New World Order, basically. Some of the members of the New World Order are reptilians that can project a shapeshift-type look. Hey, go see the movie, They Live. And it clues you in, introduces you to the fact that certain aliens can presume to be human when they really don't look human. You got to see that movie called They Live. And take your mind off all the serious stuff. Listen, I got 25 YouTube videos out there. That's right. I'm a maker of music videos. I'm a singer-songwriter. I've got 2 albums out there. You know, it would be nice if you listeners go out there and purchase some of these things. You know, the videos are for free, you know. But I do have 2 albums out there, CD Baby Music, you know. And you can listen to them on YouTube, too. Just click on CD Baby. They don't have a music store anymore, but they set it up. So each one of my recordings from 2 albums is out there listed as a video on YouTube. That's right. You won't have a movie image behind them, but you can listen to the songs for free. And they're in the United States, they're only 99 cents a song to purchase the ones you like. I've got 23 songs on my album, Songs Better Than Dylan, and I got 12 songs on American Party Songs. And there's plenty of songs for everybody, no matter what kind of style of music you like, because I indulge in basically most styles of music. And I've recorded these songs. You know, it'd be nice if I could make some money off that. You know, I'm a poor person, you know, here doing a radio show. Sure, I ran for president 4 times as a poor person, you know, and probably that's why you didn't even know about it, because I didn't have any money to buy any commercials and stuff. I was hoping that I could get some support from the rest of the poor people out there. But no, turns out all the poor people have been brainwashed. Got to be a Democrat or Republican. Oh, well. Hey, I'm trying to break the ice on that one, you know, and tell you that's not where it's at. These big groups can be defeated. Give me the support I'm asking for, and I'll prove it to you. The world, it can be done. And hey, I've got good time videos out there. Just go on your computer. You can type the title in the Google bar. My video will come up. Start with Subway Fantasy 2, and it'll come right up there and play it, you know? It's a roller coaster ride, a visual roller coaster ride. And then you can check out the original Subway Fantasy, the most unique rock and roll documentary ever put together, showcasing people that never got a break in the business but were just as talented as the so-called famous people. And then I got the song Break the Ice. Yeah, got to put my name behind it. Break the Ice by Tom Edison. Yeah, and watch that video. It's a fun video. And get ready, because perhaps by next week it'll be out there, Subway Fantasy 3. And you probably haven't seen the first 2 yet, but it's coming. And that'll be more entertaining stuff. And if you care about the Earth, I've got the song out there, The Earth, She Loves You. Man, all she wants to do is be loved. You know, I've got, you know, feel-good songs like This Is Your Sunny Day. It could be your sunny day. Listen to the damn record. It's out there for free on YouTube. Like I said, 25 free bits of music. You'll certainly like 1 or 2 of them. And it's for free, you know. It's my contribution to the world. But I'd like to, you know, it took money to put these things together, which I never got any money back on because I don't have the connections, you know, but I'm out there on the internet, and please support all the effort that I've gone into, just like this radio show, you know. I don't get paid to do it. I'm putting myself out here in the interest of speaking the truth and educating humanity. Well, we're coming to the end of the show, and I'm going to do the countdown, and you'll hear the guitar solo. And guitar solo, are you the party in kind? But after the show's over, go on the internet and punch in those words. Are you the party in? P-A-R-T-Y apostrophe N kind. The video will pop up and you'll see what it is to be the party in kind. And of course, that always follows by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. And I am somebody. It could be your anthem too, to be somebody. Okay, Mr. Engineer, I want you to take us out of here now. Here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, took my stand without being made clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked because I caught their eye. I don't want to be nobody's slave. I don't want to join them in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without being made clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped to look.